Burden to E.G. White, October 4, 1909. Loma Linda, California, October 4, 1909. Mrs. E.G. White, St. Helena, California. Dear Sister White, I regret to trouble you again so soon in reference to the school at Loma Linda, but as there is a special council called at College View to consider the sanitarium interest and the medical missionary work, and I am called to attend, I feel there are some vital questions upon which we need light before we can plan wisely for our medical missionary training at Loma Linda. We are therefore sending you a copy of the memorial we are presenting to this General Conference Council in reference to the future work of the Loma Linda College of Evangelists. In it, we have tried to set forth the great need of training for this line of work, as set forth in the testimonies. To us, it seems clear that there are at least three classes of workers to be educated in medical lines. First, many well-trained nurses to work as evangelists. Second, a large number of persons qualified with the ability of physicians to labor as evangelists. Third, a few fully accredited physicians with recognition to stand at the head of an institution. Now all agree that these three classes are necessary to carry forward the medical missionary work of the Third Angel's Message. As presented to you at my last visit, there was a proposed plan for us to qualify students with the first three classes of work and then let the few who are needed to stand at the head of our medical work go to outside schools to get their medical preparation. From your last talk, it seems clear that we should not advise our students to go to outside medical schools to finish their medical education. Hence, we are laying needs and plans before the General Conference Council. Perhaps they will lay plans to meet this need of the few who should be educated as fully accredited physicians. We can easily educate the first two classes of workers with the 3 years nurses course and the 3 years medical evangelistic course. But the question of qualifying the few with the ability to stand at the head of the work as fully accredited physicians is where we need clearer light. As we read the testimonies, it seems clear to us that our medical school should plan to give the needed education to the few who should qualify to stand at the head of the work as fully accredited physicians, as well as to educate the many of the other classes to work merely in evangelistic lines. But many of the brethren cannot see it that way. They think that all those who are to stand at the head of the medical work as fully accredited physicians should receive their education at the worldly schools. Hence, they oppose the Loma Linda College of Evangelists securing a charter or in any way laying its plans to do more than to give an advanced nurse's training. If that is all the Lord has in mind for the work at Loma Linda, we shall be content and happy. But it seems to us from the light sent and from a study of the needs of the medical work, we should lay our plans for the school broad enough that when we reach the time that it would seem advisable for the more advanced students in school to qualify as fully accredited physicians, we should be in a position to give them the education needed. This would be 2 or 3 years yet at least, but it will take time to plan and develop the school to that point. Or should this advanced work be done at some other school and not at Loma Linda? If clear light could come to us on this one point, it seems to us we could plan so much better for the present and future of the work. We at Loma Linda are all united in our minds that the plans for the school should be laid broad enough to finally do this finishing education for the few who may desire it. But the General Conference brethren, I understand, are opposed to any plan looking toward this. The result is that those who desire to fit themselves for fully accredited physicians are advised to leave Loma Linda School and go to schools of the world to get their medical education. One Japanese brother who came from Japan to Loma Linda to get a medical education and go back and work among his people, after spending 2 years in our school, was advised by the brethren to go to an outside school and finish his medical education, and is now attending a medical school in Oakland. And three others are advised to leave our school and go to a medical school in Los Angeles. These things perplex students and greatly hinder the Loma Linda College of Evangelists from getting established. This vital question ought to be settled. It seems clear to me and many others what to do, but our general brethren say we are mistaken and warn us against laying such plans, just as they warned us against securing Loma Linda. We shall continue to pray that the Lord will give us wisdom to know what plans to lay and keep us from making mistakes. This letter and memorial are already too long, yet I hope they may not weary you. But if the Lord shall give you further light on this and point us to what plan we shall lay for the education of those who should qualify as accredited physicians, we shall hail it with delight. I know it will be one of the most perplexing problems of the council, unless the Lord shall give you special light. Praying the Lord may give you special light for us, and regretting to trouble you with this, I am, yours in Christ, Burden.